What I finished in the last lecture was reviewing these four feedback loops that describe the most important effects in management of the Atlas satellite. And I suggested that they are that generic that probably they are also, they play a role in other kinds of disasters, since the issues of adjusting performance to an increased workload, the fact that this causes stress, the fact that you need to improvise leads to different kinds of errors from stress and from improvisation, the mismatch in communication, and that makes the management of the disaster very difficult, and for a while errors creep in and perhaps even increase. But then if it is done correctly, after a while there is a learning process going on, a process also of involving self-organization for better communication, for better decisions and so on. And after a while this starts reducing the errors because of increased stress. Stress decreases, so errors diminish. Communication improves, so errors diminish from that kind, and so on. So this leads to an improvement in the management of the situation. But some conclusions. The particular simulation model is based on two different studies, a qualitative but detailed analysis done at the University of Bergen that started about 3 years after the disaster, that was done in form of a master thesis, published as master thesis and later as a chapter in a book. And it was Peter Lango who did that, who today is, I think he's PhD student or was PhD student when we did the simulation. But then the interviews and the documentation that Peter Lango had, they were not geared for building a simulation model. So that is, there were a lot of interesting observations, but information that we needed for best building a simulation model was not there. So in 2014, 9 years after a disaster, 4 years after Peter Lango had finished his master thesis, he approached the different departments and asked some more questions, which gave us some more information. At the same time, probably some important data was no longer in the memory. So, but that's a fact. From that, we built a simulation model. We have to recognize that the data completeness is low, that the data quality is poor because it's soft and insecure, reconstruction many years later. So even if we feel that the model and the is kind of plausible it means reasonable, we are aware that the limitations on the study imply that the study is preliminary. But again, in the questions of disasters, one of the problems that we have is that it's very difficult to get sufficiently detailed and accurate data after the disasters. There are many responders who are involved. The documentation that they produce is for a different use than for building simulation models. So what is recorded, if it is recorded, it's again directed in a different direction. And very often there are so many people involved that it is difficult to get information from all of them. So in any case, trying to simulate the management of disasters always faces the situation that there is not complete data, and data quality is soft and to some extent insecure. So what we have to do is to look for more cases. So in order to test the validity of the model and these insights, and also to increase the awareness of the responders, that cooperation with scientists in the end also will help them, because we can provide new insights through our methods that otherwise will be hard to achieve. Okay, so this was published in the proceedings of an important conference, HICS. HICS stands for Hawaii International Conference on System Sciences, and there are a lot of about 1,000 participants, a lot of topics that are covered, and several of them concern security, resilience, and so on. And I am a frequent attendee of this conference, and I can show you what it means being in Hawaii in January. That's me this time, in January 7, I think. After the conference had finished, I stayed for a little bit of sightseeing in the island of Kauai. So if you want to write a master thesis and write a nice article, maybe we can send it to the conference in Hawaii. You can join me the next time. Okay, so that was the lecture so far. And then I would like to engage you in an exercise, and the exercise, it's a formal examination project. So, but before we do that, do you have any questions? Yes? Now, there is always learning going on, in the sense that you are learning on the spot. Learning means here, first of all, you are getting more and more understanding about what is really happening. So learning involves increased situational awareness. So you are getting more and more data. You are getting more and more reports and more information. So that's part of it. Part of the learning means understanding where there are the problems of communication and so on, so that you can improve the communication. So maybe you understand one of the reasons why we are having misunderstanding is that they are using a different protocol or whatever and so on. So all kind of things that allow you to get more information about what is happening, better understanding of the causes when things are going wrong, where to get more resources, whatever. Everything that in the end reduces the errors owing to stress and owing to bad communication. So while the learning mechanism will be different in different disasters, in the end, learning is a process going on that has to do with quality of information, quality of data, insights as to what is going wrong and correcting that. Other questions? Okay, then let's look at the web page. And I'd like you to go to the activities here, and where you see examination project 1 from 2015, then please open the project description. And I would like you, as a first thing, to read what is in there so that you know we are supposed to do. The idea is how much you work with this now and or later during the week and so, that's up to you. Since it is an examination project, then it was scheduled to imply, if you were very well prepared, something like between 8 and 12 hours. But that included writing the report and so on. So I guess that solving all these exercises, if you are well prepared, will be less hours. And the idea is, doing this exercise, first of all, you exercise, you doing this examination project, you exercise your knowledge, you apply, and that's what you have to do in order to profit from the theory that you are getting through the lectures. In addition, you get also some feeling as to how, to what kind of examination projects that you can face in this second course. Of course, the dates that you see here, they are from last year, so it started Monday, 4th of May, and went on for a week until Friday, the 8th of May. Then you will see that there are three simulation models that are all available in the Frontier. So the examination project requires you to inspect these simulation models and answer some questions as to that. So there was little in that, in the sense of modeling by yourself. It was more an issue of understanding the models and answering some questions of the models. So Konstantin and me are here around. So once you start working, you can ask questions to us. The kind of questions that I suggest that you ask are questions that we can give you hints, rather than, don't ask that what is the solution, this you will get later, but rather hints that allow you to solve it by yourself. And then, by the way, please talk to each other, work together, and so on. But the very, very first step is reading this, so that you are able to understand. And then the first kind of questions should be, if you don't understand some things of the requirements, then you ask me and or Konstantin. If there are several questions going on, then we can both help. Okay, so get started. Again, the dates here, they are last year's dates. So when he says we had some exercises 14th April during the first class and so on, so in this case, they are the exercises that we had Tuesday, 5th of April, I think. And as you say here, the objective of this project is to simulate the model so as to gain insights into the model structure and express the insights. To document the equations in the model versions and to discuss critically the assumptions of the models. The only thing that I see here is that it is referring to a similar project that we had last year in the first course, but I think you can manage even if it's a different one. Anyhow, you ask questions. Please read this accurately. I see there are some mistakes, misprints in the footnote here. But I think you understand that. Går det bra?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll have a break soon. The questions of the first exercise shouldn't be too difficult for you. But the idea is also that you have to look into the model so to understand its structure and its equations. So that helps you also gain understanding. And then, as you can see, this model is kind of a realization of the repending Sturma model. It's still simplified, but the basic elements should be there. Yes? You ask if I will publish the solutions. Yes, I will. I give you a few days more to also for the other students who are following this part-time. So I will post the solution. And in fact, I could already indicate it in the frontal room so that everybody knows that. So I can go to the frontal room and edit that. So I will post it Monday. There's actually another solve exercise. Under that, the modeling exercise, a very simple model of an underachievement archetype. So I won't take it in class, but if you like, you can also, if you finish the first one very rapidly and would like to employ that, then you can also do the second one. Again, it's very important that you practice where you learn. That's the way it really becomes effective learning. Okay, then we have 15 minutes break.